And we're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 on the screen. All right, so we're going to read 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 27. And for as one body has many members, right? We're all one body made up of many members. But all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. So if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would there be hearing? If the whole were being hearing, where would be smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? Right? So everybody here has a gift. Every believer has one gift for sure. One gift for sure. God has given us all one gift for sure. Some of us have two or three different gifts. But we all have, if you're a child of God, you have a gift, for sure. Nobody does not have a gift. You may not recognize that you have a gift. I think you actually do know your giftings, but sometimes we don't feel like walking into those giftings because we're fearful of what somebody may, that we're putting ourselves out there. We don't want to look foolish. We don't want to look like we're not, we have it all together. But who gave us the gift? God gave us the gift. So if he gave you the gift, who enables you to walk out the gifting? God does. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's the one who strengthens you. So we cannot depend on my own ability to do it. It is a God-given gift that he empowers you to do it so that he gets the glory. And we get the thrill of being part of it. It's not about me. It's about him. It's about him getting the glory. And we get to be used by him to share that gift with other people in the community, our friends and family. Does that make sense? And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. That'd be kind of awkward. Much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. So there's no gift greater. Whatever gift you have, no other gift supersedes it. We have to be walking and working in unity. And only by the Holy Spirit brings unity in the body if we're dependent on God Almighty. He unifies us. He allows us to be working together. And those members of the one body which we think to be less honorable, on those we bestow greater honor. So my role is no greater honor than somebody else's. Gifting. If you're a missionary, if you are a person of giving, or whatever, there's no position greater than the other. We all have our giftings that we need to be walking in so that the body of Christ would be exalted. Christ be exalted. And we are unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God promised the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it. And there should be no cynicism, schism, thank you, the body, but that member should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all members suffer with it. So if one body, part of the body, is not operating, we all suffer. So it's not an I team. It's a team. There's no I in team. I always feel like, you know, at hockey, everybody wants to be the scorer. The guy wants to get all the hat tricks. Everybody wants to be the star player. There's no star players in this team. Do you know that? There's no star players. I'm not better than anybody. You're not better than anybody. We come together using our gifts and talents so that Christ would be exalted. It's kind of sobering. Because sometimes we have people thinking that they're better because they have a different gifting. And they follow that person because they have that gifting, rather than following Christ, who gave them that gifting. And all members rejoice with it. So when I see somebody operating their gifts, become encouraged and come alongside them. Somebody who's not operating their giftings, become alongside them and encourage them. To help them see the potential that Christ, there's exhorters, people come alongside and encourage you to step out in faith, to grow in it. So in Romans 12, 4, 6, it says, for we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are made of one body in Christ, and individually members for one another, having these gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Let us use them. I would underline that in your Bible, if you have a Bible. Let us use them. Use our gifts. This is why today is like I've been, what's the identity? How do I identify my gift? He says, use them. Not put them on the shelf. Not to do whatever you want with that gift. He says, use them. If you had a nice car in the garage with the keys, it's nice to look at, but are you going to sit there and look at it, or are you going to use that car? You're going to use it. You might burn the tires off of it. Yeah. Let us use prophecy in proportion to our faith. Prophecy, as I shared last time, is not about futuristic, but it's also prophesying, sharing the word of God. The Bible is prophetic, and it's about futuristic too. But if we're proclaiming the word of God, that's prophecy. Correcting, rebuking, it's about prophecy as well. So 1 Peter 4:10. As each one of us has received a gift, there it is. Each of one of us has received a gift. So none of us are exempt. Even the youngest kids have the gift. If you're a child of God, minister to one another as good stewards. So we have to be good stewards with our gifts of the manifold grace of God. So use your gifts to the best of your abilities, with diligence, cheerfulness, generosity. When you use your gift, you're refreshed. Because if you're not operating your gifting, you get tired, weary, burdensome, you start complaining, negativity comes. Because why? You're doing it in your own strength. If it's the Holy, if you're operating with by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, it becomes refreshing. You're like, I love doing this. It brings such joy. And so, if you grow in your gifting, it will cause you to be more diligent in that gift. Right? You'll want to be more diligent. You want to use it more often. It will cause you to experience a revival in your own personal life. And so when people say, I don't know what my purpose is. Have you ever heard anybody say that? What is my purpose? God gave you a gift. And what is that gift? Right? If you know that gift, you'll operate in that gift. And that's your purpose, is to use it for God's glory and for Him to be exalted. So we, because there's books out there that says, know your purpose in Christ. It's amazing with the scriptures that we just read tell us what our purpose is. The Bible tells us what our purpose is. So it's a gift of the Holy Spirit at work in you, in your life, that causes our faith to grow and then be able to use our faith in public so others will see how God is working through you. And you can say that, I can't do this without Christ. This gift of love, compassion, I can't do it with Him. Mercy, how many of us are merciful? Glad none of us are, because without Christ, we're not. I'm not a merciful person, but it's Christ that gives me the mercy. I'm not a very compassionate person. It's only Christ that gives me compassion. So now you see where those are my side notes. Now we discuss the spiritual gifts. And desired gifts, and they should be desired. So you remember, your spiritual gifts are not, they are not a natural ability, but the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Pray for God to reveal your gifts. Listen to the Spirit prompting and guidance. Often He nudges and leads you in and the desires that He wants you to go. Take a look at how you currently spend your time and what you are naturally drawn to. Are you the person who typically plans to get get-togethers or volunteers to organize events? You may be gifted in administration. Do you notice that others are quickly to jump up to provide a meal for a new mom or cut the grass for a friend who's stuck working overtime? If that's you, you probably have a gift of serving. Do you know those people in the body of Christ, in this church? Joy is also an indicator that you may have a gift. You know, joy can be also an indicator of what your gift may be. Using your gifts often means you are fulfilling the purpose. Fulfill our purpose brings joy and satisfaction. If you think about it, how many people in church are unsatisfied? A lot. And why are we unsatisfied? Because we're not using the gifts and talents that God's given us. To a point, maybe we're arguing with God, I don't want to be used that way. I don't want to be using that gift for your glory and your purpose. So you become unsatisfied because you think that you should be doing something differently. This really cuts to the heart of it. It's like, am I satisfied where God has me right now? How is He speaking to us right now? What areas does He want us to let go of and to trust and grow in it? Close friends and family members they see your giftings too, and sometimes they'll say, I see that gift in you. And do we believe that? As the whole time, we should be praying and asking God for direction, and what gift, Lord, please reveal the gifting to me. And then when we're praying, and he's revealing, and he will also bring confirmation by other people come alongside of you to share that and to confirm that gift. And we look at the fruit of your life. Since the Holy Spirit is the one who empowers spiritual gifts, you should expect to see the evidence of his presence, power, and work when you serve in your areas of gifting. If you think you have the gift to evangelize, ask him. If it's a gift, what is it that ask him? What gift, Lord, do you have for me? If we step out in it, we're here to encourage each other to step out in the gift. If it's hospitality, host. If it's a gift of giving, give. Give your time, finances, whatever it is, you give from the heart. And giving is huge. All the gifts are huge. If it's serving, serve. If it's teaching, teach. If it is gift of exhorting people, exhort them. Come alongside them. As you continue your journey to understand more about your spiritual gifts, just want to remind you of one important fact. Yes, your spiritual gifts is an essential tool. And you should discover, use, continually strengthen, but if it should not be overanalyzed or misplaced, don't put it on the shelf. Don't hide it. Don't neglect your gift. Jesus should always remain the most important discussion topic. Be the one you consistently pursue to grow, thrive, serve others well. Christ is the center of it all. It's about loving God and loving people. Right? It's just Jesus served. He gave himself. He poured himself out. And as his disciples, we see him exhibiting that. Do I want to serve? Do I want to be like Christ? To give wholeheartedly with no expectations. And so on the second page is 15 spiritual gifts, administration, discernment, evangelize, exhortation, faith, giving, helps. So in your time, we could, you could read that. And I would encourage, be asking, Lord, what is the gift? I could almost guarantee that we do know our gift. And then leadership, ministry, wisdom. So the process of discovering one's spiritual gift can be a rewarding, enlightening experience for the follower of Christ. It brings clarity to how God has designed each believer to serve within the body of Christ. We're all one body, made up of many members. Right? We all have an important part of coming together so that Christ be glorified within the body of Christ. If the right hand is doing something and nobody else is, the one leg just sitting there, you'd be kind of pivoting round and around. But if we all use our giftings and what the gift that God has given you, so that He gets the glory, and you become alive. You're like, when we use our giftings, doesn't that bring refreshing? I think we come on more alive when we use our gifting, because we're not dependent on ourselves. We just want to do it for the glory of Christ. And say, Lord, I want to thank you for giving me this talent or this gift. And so, spiritual gifts are divine, enabled by the Holy Spirit. So it's not a gift that you seek out. The Holy Spirit gives you the gift, whatever gift that is. Though a believer may feel joy and the gifts are not given primarily for self-edification, so these giftings are not for self-edification. That's the biggest clincher. If you see somebody operating a gifting and it's self-edification, then it's not of God. That's the clear part of it. If it's self-edification, boasting of that person, because I see that in the body of Christ. People say, well, look at that healer. They follow that healer. And then they forget how it's all supposed to be one part of the thing. If it's prophetic or whatever. But it's not about self-edification. But it's for building up and benefiting others within the body of Christ. So if I use my gift, does it build up other people within the body of Christ? Does it encourage the other person to step out in their gifting? Does it help them to grow? Do they want to come alongside and to be used by God? Right? Each believer has at least one gift, 1 Peter 4:10. We read that. And those gifts are varying according to God's sovereign will. So study the Word of God. Understand what the Bible teaches about spiritual gifts. And then pray, dependent on the Holy Spirit. Self-examination, just, Lord, search me. Serving, observing. Right? There's definitions there. I guess it's kind of like homework. Do we have this desire? I know when I first, for my giftings, I was very shy. I stood in the back corner. I didn't want to be seen. I didn't like it. But somebody came alongside and encouraged me. During that encouragement, and start trusting the Lord, seeking Him, praying, He opened. As you take one step of faith and say, Lord, here I am. Use me for your glory, for your purpose. Lord, I'm going to step out. Even though I don't know what I'm doing, sometimes I don't think I even know what I'm doing still. But just trust Him. Ask Him, Lord, what is my gift? And 5, confirmation of by other followers of Christ. Spiritual gifts should operate in harmony with the fruit of the Spirit. Right? Because it talks about in Romans, don't think yourself more highly than anybody else. Humility. And so the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Spiritual gifts will glorify God, edify others. That's, you hear this same theme? It's not honoring you. It's edifying others. is building up Christ, not building him up. He's already exalted. But edifying him is bringing him glorification, right? It's not about me. It's him, about edifying others, edifying and building up others in the body of Christ. So believers, rather than focusing on trying to identify their specific, rather than focus on trying to identify the specific spiritual growth, to prioritize advancing the spiritual maturity. So we start using our giftings to bring maturity. We become more mature. And then there's applying the Word of God. 2 Timothy, 1 Peter, 2 Peter 3:18. Living under the fulfilling ministry of the Holy Spirit, and then walking by faith, becoming evident both to themselves and others. Spiritual growth is a central fulfilling God's will. And as believers mature, they will be equipped for ministry and better able to edify the body of Christ. Scripture emphasizes that God's sovereignty bestows gifts and directs their use according to his purpose. Meaning, as a believer, walk in obedience and serve with humility, their spiritual gift will emerge in ways that align with God's plan and brings blessing to others. And so, on the next page, I have the spiritual gifts. I was trying to find the book I had for years, but through our moves, I lost my book. And I couldn't find it, because I know we did that one Bible study, right? Ask those questions. I was trying to find that book. I couldn't find it. So I know it's somewhere. So on this one, it's just, we could go through, you know, just take your time, go through it. But knowledge. You know, he has examples. On this one, where I got this from, they have, you know, examples, characteristics for about knowledge, pastors, like, law, shepherd, teaching, wisdom, serving, right? Prophecy, right? You know, spiritual gift, that prophecy involves fearlessly and clearly proclaiming the word of God to strengthen, encourage, and comfort believers, as well as to persuade non-believers to accept the gospel. What prophecy is really about. It doesn't have to be weird. Faith, giving. Evangelism, helps, exhortation, discernment. I think that's one gift I would love to have more of, is discernment. Then why do we need more discernment? Because of the day and the age that we live in, there's a lot of false doctrine and discernment of different spirits, demonic spirits are out there. We need to have more discernment to recognize what is true, what is not a true. I see, and I shared with my wife a couple weeks ago about this AI video. And it was, this video was, they said in the beginning, this is all fake. Right? And so they, in the beginning, they say it's all fake. But as you watch the video, it looks so real, you can't even tell it was fake. It was like, wow. And if nobody told me it was fake, I would have believed it was true. So I think discernment is a gift that we should, for myself for sure, all of us, is about discernment. Discerning what is true. What is true? Am I seeing the truth? Do I really understand what's being said? Right? Am I being captivated or caught up or taken away from what is true? Am I believing a lie? Because even it says in the last days, even the elect will be deceived. Am I asking the Lord for discernment to what is true? And one way to know what is true is to know what the Word of God says. And to meditate on the Word of God. And say, Lord, show me what is true. Reveal anything that's not true. And Lord, that I would grow in your truth and your righteousness. And the Holy Spirit will reveal things to us, right? Leadership, mercy is the next ones. Administration. And it was so that one was the GTS life. That's where that last those pages came from. Those, right? And so, I don't know. I really want us to know our giftings and to operate in the giftings, in your gifting. And I hope that none of us want to be something that God has not called us to be. So whatever gift it is, say, Lord, thank you for that gift. Lord, let me walk in that gift so that you're honored and that you're glorified. Because each gift is an important gift in the body of Christ. So, let me know. Some homework. And we'll pray. I know it's a short service. It's a rainy day. I think it's the shortest one I ever had. Okay? Because I gave you homework, that's why. That was my gift. Thank you, Jacoba. Yeah, that's my gift I gave to you. A short one and also homework. Okay? Oh, see, there's my other giftings. Father, we thank you for who you are. And Lord, I just pray that as we seek you and open up your word and Lord, we just pray that as we read your word, that you would reveal more yourself to us. And also, Lord, the gifts that you have freely given us, I pray, Father, that you would just reveal and also confirm those gifts to us. Even bring other people alongside, Father, that would even just even encourage us to walk in that gifting. There'd be confirmation, Lord. Even maybe somebody from not even from this congregation, Lord, that would bring confirmation of that gifting. But Lord, most of all, these gifts are to honor you, and that you be glorified, and that you be edified, not us, but you be edified and glorified in them. And so, Father, help us to walk and step out in whatever gift you have given us, that we would walk it with joy and just humbleness and meekness, Lord. Lord, we just desire to be used by you. And Lord, I just pray a blessing over everyone today. And Lord, we thank you for everyone here today. Thank you that you draw us together to become one body in Christ.